So the rock band Heart doesn't want Sarah Barracuda using their song Barracuda to promote her candidacy for vice president anymore. Maybe they should just re-release the song with a slightly different pronunciation and call it Barracuda. Does Heart even still exist? Anyway, yesterday when we did our call-in for community organizers, we had a call from a listener who said the Republicans swift-voted Barracuda Obama at their convention. I kind of poo-pooed it, saying to swift-vote would be to base an argument on lies, to turn his record on its head the way they turned John Kerry's war heroism into war cowardice. But sure enough, along comes Richard Cohen's column in the Washington Post today saying that's exactly what they did last week with respect to Obama's background as a community organizer. The column is also in the Daily News today. And hi, Richard Cohen. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning.
And this isn't all your column is about, and we'll talk about some of the other stuff, but the term swift voting is a serious charge. Want to make your case?
Well, yeah. I base it on the notion that what you do is you go at a candidate's strength, not his weakness, and you malign it. And this is what was done with John Kerry, notably. This is where swift boat comes from. He was the commander of a swift boat in Vietnam, and he won numerous citations for heroism as a result. I think he got a Bronze Star, a Silver Star, three Purple Hearts. I mean, these are all commendations. There's a record. There were witnesses to his bravery, et cetera, et cetera. And he came out of the war a war hero, as opposed to, say, George Bush, who made it his business not to go to war in Vietnam and duck the draft, as a lot of good people did, including myself.
And he came out the tough guy.
Right. And then what you do is you go at it and you just absolutely destroy it, and you say, no, what you think is true is false. What is false is true. And so John Kerry got swift-voted, and the absolute audacity of the attack must have left Kerry thinking, well, it couldn't work because he was a little slow on understanding what a direct threat it was. And the same thing is happening here with Obama. You can argue with a lot about Obama. You could say he lacks experience. I mean, no one can say he's got all the experience he should have. You can say he's this or that or the other thing. But when you look at what he did when he was a young person, becoming a community organizer in Chicago, for almost no money, giving up what was, or at least postponing what could have been, an enormously lucrative career, and doing what seems to me the right things, and not necessarily the smart thing or whatever. You can quibble with community organizing and say this, but the fact is, here was a young black man who graduated from Columbia University, and on the market, he was worth a small fortune. And instead of saying, I'm going to go for the bucks, said, I'm going to try to do something good. Mm-hmm. That is a very worthy thing to do. And what happened at the convention? Two people at least went right at him on that. One was Giuliani.
Wait, you don't have to say it. We'll let them say it for themselves.
I guess a small-town mayor is sort of like a community organizer, except that you have actual responsibilities.
On the other hand, you have a resume from a gifted man with an Ivy League education. He worked as a community organizer. What?
So that's swift boating to you, Richard Cohen.
Well, that's belittling and mocking what is, to me, the uncontroversial strength of the man. And yes, it is a kind of swift voting. It is in the style of swift voting. It is exactly what you wouldn't expect that they would bring up, because you don't want to say, look, this is something that, first of all, Rudy Giuliani never would ever do that. He was always career, 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 career. And Sarah Palin mocked it, too, as if there is an example in her life of her putting aside her career for a short time and doing something in the community that didn't pay anything at all or didn't advance her career. I mean, I have no problem with politicians who follow a certain route, but I have to say that what Obama did was simply commendable.
And so you go from there to really the title of your column, which is, until Obama shows some fire, he will get the cold shoulder. And you're really reviewing his lackluster performance as you saw it on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday. This was his first big national shot since the Republican convention. And so the way you saw it, he just didn't fight back.
Right, he didn't fight back. I mean, he doesn't have. This is typical of Obama. Every time I've seen him, he has some jabs in his speeches, and he can be aggressive when he gives a speech, and sometimes very strong. But when you put him down in front of a television camera, which is when most Americans see him at any length, any period of time, there's no fight in the guy. There's no spunk in him. There's no anger. There's no energy, and you look for it. I mean, here was his chance for him to mock Palin. Sarah Palin, this was a chance for him to say all the things that you want to hear somebody say about Sarah Palin. He didn't. He said, well, that's up to you guys to say. He kept saying this to George Stephanopoulos. So that's your job. I'm relying on you to do that. Well, Stephanopoulos and the media, we're not running for president, and he's running for president. He's the guy who should make the case. We'll report it if he makes it. But to leave it up to the media, it seems to me, is leaving the fight to someone else. And he's got to show fight, because when you show fight, you show passion. You show what you believe in.
So I want to replay one little clip from that ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos that we actually used on yesterday's show, but you refer to it specifically in your column. So we're going to replay this. It is first a clip of Senator McCain making the case that Palin's foreign policy experience is more relevant than Obama's, and then we'll play the beginning of Obama's answer in exchange with Stephanopoulos. So this actually starts with a McCain quote that they played for Senator Obama.
Alaska's right next to Russia. She understands that. She's the commander of the Alaska National Guard. He has no experience on these issues. She has been in charge, and she has had national security as one of her primary responsibilities.
Well, look, I actually knew that Russia was next to Alaska as well. I saw it on
a
map.
It's not a qualification.
I don't think it is.
But how about the National Guard executive experience?
I know that John McCain was offended, or at least his campaign was, when she was asked, or one of his representatives was asked, what decisions did she make while she was heading up the National Guard? And they didn't have a response. But look, it's going to be your job. And
no, but he's saying she has more national security experience.
And they went on from there. But there's exactly what you were objecting to when he told Stephanopoulos it's going to be his job.
Right. There's a dynamic at work, actually not at work here, and it goes like this. Let me take you back to when Ronald Reagan first became president of the United States. After every press conference, the Washington Post, my newspaper, would run a story about things that Reagan got wrong. He always made mistakes in a press conference. And after a while, though, we stopped doing it, and after a while, the criticism in Congress ceased. And the reason for that was because Reagan became very, very popular. And we didn't stop our feature because he became popular. But what we didn't get was the sounding board of Congress. Without congressional criticism, we couldn't report it. We don't invent the news, despite what the Republicans may think, and we don't control the news. We need other people to do it. When Obama says, we're leaving it to you guys, you can't leave it to us. We needed him to say it.
I want to put on Carol in Brooklyn because she's calling in to disagree with you and say there's a better example in the last week than Obama on Stephanopoulos. And Carol, that was?
Last night on O'Reilly's show, I've never, ever seen O'Reilly turn into a toasted marshmallow. I mean, Obama totally dominated the conversation on economics. He was just magnificent. I've never seen it on O'Reilly. I have a feeling O'Reilly's going to vote for him, but he wouldn't tell anyone.
That was Thursday night, the same night as McCain's speech. I didn't see the Obama on O'Reilly appearance because I was in the hall covering the speech. But Richard Cohen, did you? Maybe that was bigger and better and feistier and more important than what happens on Sunday morning.
I don't think so. For one thing, it was up against the McCain speech, as you said. I only saw
the McCain speech. Well, it was before the McCain speech.
Well, whatever it was, I didn't see it. I was watching the convention coverage.
I'm sure it had huge ratings being on Fox in, that slot, which was about an hour before McCain started. That ended.
It may well have had. I don't know. I mean, I didn't see it. I would say, though, that it was probably the wrong venue. given the Fox audience, to be that what you really want to do here is you want to marshal, solidify, and energize your own base.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Democratic base was watching Fox, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
George,
it happened before.
George in Greenwich, you're on WNYC with Richard Cohen. Hello.
Oh, thank you. What a wonderful conversation. I've heard in Obama's voice when he criticizes McCain, no energy, his heart's not in it. And he said in the beginning he did not want to do that. And I just wonder if, similar to the moral principle that guided him to community service, if he also, in his heart of hearts, believes that he's not going to go that way. And that if he just sticks to what he truly believes instead of being reluctantly drawn in, combating something that really can't be effective. It's a waste of time to fight. You know, maybe the people will appreciate that.
The more positive campaigning, which is, you know, what he says he's about, Richard.
Well, it could be that Obama feels that the best way to campaign is to continue to be the Barack Obama he's been in the past. But as far as I'm concerned, as somebody who is a longtime admirer of John McCain, I like him a lot. I like him personally. Is that this selection of Sarah Palin was the single most irresponsible thing he's done. And it is up to the Democratic presidential candidate to say, this is what John McCain is about. This, and hold him accountable for it. To constantly say that John McCain is George Bush's third term, to me, it doesn't resonate as a winner, because everybody knows that McCain doesn't like Bush and vice versa.
So you think he has to go after this irresponsibility, if you see it as appointing Palin?
This is the first big presidential style decision John McCain has made.
Which, by the way, and we don't usually talk about polls on this show, but the one today, your newspaper, Washington Post, is so eye-popping that they went from an 8-point that white women went from an 8-point lead for Obama to a 12-point lead for McCain in the last week. Richard, we have 15 seconds, but is that all Sarah Palin tugging at their gender heartstrings?
Well, some of it's Sarah Palin. Some of it is just the convention itself. But she's been an important element here.
So if McCain, if Obama wants to fight that, you think he has to fight back harder? And that's where we leave it with Richard Cohen, Washington Post syndicated columnist. This piece is in the Daily News here in New York today. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
And the conventions are over, but there's still lots of neat convention-related stuff on our website. Photos from Denver and St. Paul. Videos of the interviews that I conducted from Lindsey Graham to Dennis Kucinich and more. Check it out at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.